Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's time for our weekly Moment in Sound. We have a fan favorite back in the studio with us today in the SDPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Miss Maddie Todd is here. Maddie, welcome back.
Hey, thank you.
Nice to have you. We had you on the program, maybe a year ago, and now you've got a new EP, Not Colorblind. You've got a website, maddietoddmusic.com. You've got some performances coming up at the Source Roastery. I haven't been there yet. Is that
cool.
A good place to play?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Where is that at? Tell me about
it. It's on 6th and Phillips, actually.
Oh, okay. So right downtown Sioux Falls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is it new?
Yeah, it's brand new. Yeah, it's a cool little, it's a coffee place. You can hang out there, and it also has like a tap room.
All right. And you're a contestant on the upcoming season of American Idol, which premieres March 11th. So you've had something of a busy year.
A little bit.
And you graduated from college.
I did.
And you got a dog.
I have a dog, yeah.
Life is moving fast for Maddie Todd. How has this past year sort of influenced your creative process and your music then?
Well, after I graduated college, I got a job at Augustana, which is where I graduated from. And I work as an assistant logistics coordinator. So I run all of the fine arts events at Augie. And I think that's been a really cool thing that's influenced my music too, because I learn a lot about the process of behind the scenes.
Sure.
And I kind of knew a little bit about that just being a performer. And I knew the people who were behind the scenes. But being behind the scenes, too, gives me a new perspective on that. Teaches me how to run sound and that kind of
sure.
thing. And
yeah,
it's cool. It's been a cool job.
So a little graduate school kind of level education and actually doing the work, or an internship. But yet it's a real job.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What made you want to do that and stick around Sioux Falls as you pursue your music as well? Because you're pursuing your music pretty aggressively, too.
I'm trying to, yeah. I think Sioux Falls is a really cool place to build a financial foundation.
Yeah.
And also helps foster local musicians, too. So it's kind of a perfect place to just kind of be in already.
Yeah.
I definitely considered moving to other cities, but of course the cost of living is extremely expensive. And being somebody who's coming just out of college, I just wanted to be able to not live paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
Have to worry about that while simultaneously, you know, pursuing music. So
how has the year in music been for you?
I think it's been very cool. I played at Sioux Falls Pride last year, and I'll be doing that again this year.
Yeah.
And that was really neat to be a part of something that is very meaningful to me. Sioux Falls Pride is kind of a cool place because you're when you're someone like me, you're not the other in that situation. So that was a cool thing to be a part of. And then just writing music too has been really cool. Putting out an EP was something that was, I don't know, kind of a goal of mine.
Right.
Wanted to be able to do that and have stuff on Spotify, and creating a website was a cool means of me being able to network with other people. And I'm doing that now, you know, being able to meet other musicians and, you know, get gigs wherever I can has been super neat. And it's funny, doing the American Idol thing has been something that's been an awesome networking opportunity.
Right.
So,
I follow you on Facebook. And one of the things that you wrote about the auditioning process was that I didn't want anxiety to be part of the experience. You said you were soaking it in, calming yourself down, enjoy the experience. I don't want anxiety to be the, and I kind of interpreted that as like, I don't want to look back on this and just remember being stressed out about that.
Yeah.
And I thought that had meaning, that you would go into a high pressure experience like that and consider how you would be present instead of just considering I'm going to get to the next, you know, like watch me world.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happens, I'm clawing my way to the top. It was, I'm going to enjoy this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've tried to live my life like that. Just in general, you only get one of them, at least as far as I know, you only get one of them. And I've heard so many stories of different people who, you know, kind of wish their life away, you know? And for me, it's like every second counts, and every day that I have on this planet is like important to me. I want it to be important to me. And sometimes I'm not there, and sometimes I drift away from that thought, but I always end up returning to it. Mm-hmm. And so for me, doing American Idol, it wasn't just, I don't know, yeah, clawing my way to the top. It was, this is an experience that I may never get the chance to do again.
Yeah.
And I only get one life, and I want my life to mean something, and I want to be proud, like, however many years down the road, of the things that I did and the chances that I took.
Yeah.
And that's why I did it, you know, and also all the people telling me I need to do it.
Right.
You know, so... yeah, it's meaningful. It's meaningful. Not letting anxiety get in the way. So.
Yeah. Well, folks can tune in on March 11th, ABC, for the American Idol premiere. You can't tell us about what's going to happen, but people can watch to see a little bit more of you. But they can hear more from you right now. So,
absolutely.
What would you like to play for us first today?
I've got kind of a fun one. It's awesome. Called Slow Unwind. So, yeah. Stellar, so fly. Girl, maybe you could be mine. Behind those brown eyes, she's got a beautiful mind. Baby, if karma were true, we would have never met, because I don't deserve you. But I think that we could collide. We just gotta do this right. 'Cause I don't wanna mess this up, no. 'Cause girl, you're one of a kind. I don't wanna mess this up, no. Let's do a slow unwind. Da-da-da. But baby, it's making me crazy, waiting to make you mine. But hey, Rome is a pretty place, and it's totally worth the wait. So let's take our time. Baby, if karma were true, we would have never met, because I don't deserve you. But I think that we could collide.
Maddie Todd is with us on this week's Moment in Sound. We're broadcasting live from the STPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Her new EP is called Not Colorblind. Tell me a little bit about that release.
Yeah, I did it with one of my good friends. His name's Nate Pepple. And we just wanted to do something that sort of just showed people what I actually sound like live, in a setting that I'm most comfortable in, which is just with acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so we did four songs. Not Colorblind, The Siren, forgetting the names of my own songs, Rewind, and If We Broke Time.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can listen to those on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever. And you can also listen to them for free on my website.
Right, and that's MaddieTodMusic.com, Maddie, M-A-D-D-I-E.
Yep.
Right, all right. So what have you learned this past year about this business aspect of being in the arts, either through your work at Augustana or through your work, you know, for yourself. And do you like that part of it? Do you like the part where you have to kind of market yourself and manage a website and figure out, you know, who's going to respond to what I'm putting out there from a business side of things?
I think it's more challenging than I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. Just constantly being, you know, being able to post all of these different things on Facebook and stuff. I'm pretty bad at it,
right?
And I'm pretty bad at responding to people. And I think that's been a challenge that I've gone through this year and in the years before too. Right. There are a lot of gigs that I end up passing up because I either forget about them, forget about the people messaging me, or I'm too busy.
Right.
With work. Working 40 plus hours a week is kind of tough, but it's, you know, it's also an important thing that I think I value. And yeah, so it's been a challenge, and I'm growing and I'm getting better at that. So, but you know, I think in the future I'd be open to, you know, maybe hiring someone to just help me out a little bit, you know,
right, yeah.
Give them, maybe not like hourly, but give them a cut of whatever, you know,
right.
I make the gig that they help me market.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So,
your mother has been hugely supportive of your music, right? Because you started playing at a pretty young age.
Yeah.
And, tell me how your family and friends in general have supported you and how, you know, people who are listening, who know somebody who is, you know, making a career in music, how can you support the people that you love who are out there playing?
I think the number one thing is like just being present and listening to them, because a lot of people, you know, the songs that they, if they're a songwriter, those are people they're pouring out that they're pouring out their souls,
right,
in the songs that they write, and they're writing about things that are meaningful to them and that they think about all the time, and there's symbolism in there, maybe that they don't even know, symbolism they don't even know exists. And so I think listening is really important. And also giving feedback, like positive feedback, but also being constructive. You know, how can they improve? And just being, I don't know, there to support them,
right,
like at their events and at their gigs. And right, my mom does that, and a lot of my family members and my friends do that. They'll go out and they'll listen to me, even if they've heard the song like a million times, you know. But it's cool having someone there who knows the words.
Yeah.
Of your songs that you've written, and you can watch them when you're performing, watch them mouth the words or sing them. That is the coolest feeling,
yeah,
in the world. And my family knows the words to some of my songs. It's pretty funny to watch them do that. They're like dancing and like, Rebel Soul, that's one of my songs, and they all know the words to that. That just makes my, I don't know, it just makes my heart super happy.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Did you come out to your mother via song? I saw that on your website.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Tell me what that was like for you.
Oh, my word. That was so scary.
Yeah.
Why?
People don't understand that. Why is it scary to tell your mother that you're gay?
I grew up in a really conservative Christian home, and I went to a conservative Christian high school, and if people aren't familiar with that, they're very against people like me. A lot of people think it's a choice. I can promise you, I would not choose this life that I'm living in this setting, you know, that I grew up in. No way. If I could be straight, I would be. And it was very scary to me because I've heard horror stories of people telling their family that they're gay or bi or trans or whatever, and they become ostracized by their family, and they lose basically everything, you know. And I think it was it's kind of heartbreaking, but during the time that I told my mom when I came out to her, I had finally reached a point in which I was ready to lose everything. And that was scary.
And she said,
anyways, I'll finish telling the story really fast. I So I decided, like, I'm going to tell her, but if I say, like, hey, Mom, I need to talk, mm-hmm. it'll start the conversation on kind of a negative note. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted to start it off positive, at least. And so I knew my mom loves listening to my songs, you know, the songs that I write. She loves it. And so I thought maybe I would write her a song. And so I wrote this song. It's called Even When. And there's a link to it on my website. It's I ended up doing like a kind of a live music video thing with some of my friends later on, or actually before then. And I just told, it just says, I've been thinking about this day, the day that I can be free. And I hope you know in every way I'm relieved, reprieved of anxiety. I love who I am, and I hope that you see I'm still me, even when I tell you I'm gay. And that's, like, the whole premise of the song is just, like, I'm really happy, and this is who I am, and I'm really excited to show you this part of me that has always been there. I'm still the same person. You're just learning something new about your kid, you know? And she, in the middle of it, she said, you are? And I said, yes. And she listened to it, and she said, she's like, I knew. And thinking back, it wasn't really that hard to tell. Like, I was kind of a tomboy kid. Yeah. You know, I would do all these other things. I was not interested in guys at all.
So now that you've put that song out there, do you have an awareness that other people will use that song to also communicate with their families? And how does that make you feel?
I've had people reach out to me after listening to that song. Who are gay or who know someone who is, like a family member, and I've been really humbled because they've just been like, thank you, like, this is exactly how I feel, or this is how the person that I know feels, and I'm going to share it with them. It's encouraged one person. She messaged me and she said, I'm gay and I'm not out of the closet, but this song has given me courage to, like, come out, and she did, and now she's engaged to her fiance. Like, that's really cool to see and to know. And that's one of the reasons why I write music, is because I want people to be able to relate to the things that I write. You know, my music, the music that I write and put out, that's for everyone. You know, to put themselves in, and maybe they can relate to me too, and that's a really cool thing about, you know, relationship building for me that I've you know, learned. So
And you're playing Pride again this year in Sioux Falls, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's already on your schedule.
Yeah, it's cool to be invited back to do that. So yeah. I'm excited for it.
All right, another song from Maddie Todd. What are you thinking up next?
This one is called Desensitized. And it's one that I wrote for my dad right after, like, the election. We have very different political views, and I really struggled to relate to him. And I think my gut instinct was to distance myself from my dad and my family members who see the world differently than I do, because it was just so painful. But I knew that wasn't the answer. And so the song is about how we need to run away from, you know, division and divisive thinking and silence. And we need to unite with each other, because most of the time we all have the same intentions. And I think our intentions are more important than the way we see the world, and we need to listen to each other. So that's what this song is about. I wish there was some place I could hide, run from my fear, that my empathy will die. Where will she go? Could she someday rise? My father and I see darkness in the other's eyes. We love the truth and hate the worldly lies. Fighting for good, we stand on different sides.
But what can you do when you're fighting the dark with a candlelight? And what can I learn when my tongue is afire and my ears are too full of my pride? And I feel like I am becoming desensitized. And so too is my father on the other side. My tongue is raw from self-inflicted bites. Family reunions make me long for the goodbyes. Then I can drive and injure the shadows with my headlights. Them. And it's not that they don't care, it's the way they see the world as if everything is fair. It's the danger they don't see within the words they say. Put in a number for a name or an us for a they, and here I am. Here I am. Human.
Listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio, Moment in Sound with Maddie Todd. Her new EP is called Not Colorblind. You can find her online at maddietoddmusic.com. March 16th, you can see her live at the Source Roastery and Tap Room in Sioux Falls. And she's a contestant on this season's American Idol, which premieres on ABC March 11th. It's quite a song.
Yeah. Thank you.
What's next for you? We get you back a year from now, and it doesn't have to be a year from now. It could be much sooner. But where do you think that you'll be?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but I'm ready for whatever opportunity comes my way. I just think I'm going to ride this out however it goes. I'm not looking for anything, you know, in particular. Mm-hmm. My goal is to just be able to, you know, write and produce my own stuff and to meet people who feel the same way, you know? And I'd love to do that. I think it would be really cool. It'd be cool to travel and play at different places, but I don't think I'm there yet. I don't think I'm ready for that yet. But yeah, I'm getting there. I'd love to produce a full album.
Yeah.
And I think I'm getting close to that, so.
How has your relationship with Chelsea, again, we're friends on Facebook, so we see a lot of Chelsea. How has that relationship sort of enriched you as an artist?
She is so supportive. She is a huge fan of music. She actually, what did she do? She worked for Colorado Sound Studios in Denver, or near Denver. And she's such a good listener. She knows what good music is, and she's passionate about the lyrics and the songs that I write. And I think that really connected us. And it's such a cool thing to have a partner who supports that aspect of me, because I that's one of the most important things in my life is music. Yeah. You know, and it's one of the most important things in her life, too. Mm-hmm. So it's cool.
One more song for us today, perhaps.
This is about her. It's called Honey Bunches. And I'm actually working on this as a single. So,
excellent.
Yeah, we're going to see when that comes out. I have no idea. So, yeah.
Maddie Todd.
Honey Bunches. branches, have I got a song for you? If I was a bee, you'd be my flower. If I was a bird, you'd be the tune I'd sing for hours on end. Oh, and baby, there isn't a doubt in my mind. If you ever need, I'll be there at the drop of a dime. I'm yours. Oh, for life. Oh, and if I'm being honest, and I always wanna be honest with you, and if every day showed me clouds in the sky, I would be okay as long as you stay mine. Oh, and if I lost all I had, just the clothes on my back, you'll be in the dark bumming on the railroad track, I could be okay with that, as long as you'd stay mine. You're my elixir, my kryptonite, I can't resist you. Your effervescent glow, and I know I'm done. Oh, but I still want you, my fries. Oh, that look in your eyes, I'm so in love. I'm so in love. Oh, and if I'm being honest, then I always wanna be honest with you. Oh, if every day showed me clouds in the sky, I would be okay as long as you would stay mine. If I lost all I had, just the clothes on my back, you'll be in the dark bumming on the railroad track. Yeah, I could be okay with that, as long as you'd stay mine.
Singer-songwriter Maddie Todd. You can find her at maddietoddmusic.com. The new EP is Not Colorblind. Tune in to American Idol on ABC March 11th to see her as a contestant there. And March 16th, see her in person in Sioux Falls at the Source Road. Roastery. I keep wanting to say rotisserie, but it's roastery.
It kind of looks like
and
that.
And tap room in Sioux Falls. Maddie, thank you so much for coming back. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me.